I'm Rob Hamilton, KMRV Metro West News, brought to you by RiverNewsLive.com. Keith Vineyard, a 38-year-old man reported missing from St. Peter's on March 3rd, has been found deceased, officials announced on Wednesday. Vineyard was last seen at his girlfriend's condominium, and she reported his disappearance after not hearing from him for several days. Police publicly announced his disappearance on March 14th. His body was later discovered, though authorities have not disclosed when or where he was found. While no signs of foul play were reported, an investigation into the cause and manner of death remains ongoing. The St. Peter's Police Department thanked the public for their assistance and expressed condolences to his family and friends. More details have emerged about the Castellon Apartments murder in O'Fallon. Tashawn Jones, a 19-year-old from Wentzville, was charged with second-degree murder and several other crimes after allegedly shooting and killing Cleotis Wilder II during an argument at the Castellon Apartment Complex in O'Fallon. The dispute, which began over perceived disrespect towards one of Jones's friends, escalated from inside an apartment to the parking lot, where both men were seen on security footage holding handguns. Following a physical altercation, Jones fired three shots, fatally wounding Wilder in the head and narrowly missing an individual sleeping inside a nearby apartment. Jones fled the scene but was later arrested, with police citing a cryptic yet menacing message he sent to a potential witness as part of the quest to hold him without bail. He's currently being held on a $1 million bond in the St. Charles County Jail. A Missouri lottery player in St. Charles County won $6.3 million on Tuesday night's drawing after purchasing the ticket at a Phillips 66 gas station in Lake St. Louis. The winning numbers were 5, 8, 30, 32, 39, and 40. The winner has until September the 15th to claim the prize, which must be done by appointment at one of Missouri Lottery's offices in St. Louis, Jeff City, Springfield, or Kansas City. Missouri officials and MoDOT staff gathered in Forestell for a groundbreaking ceremony to the Improve I-70 project, which will add a third lane in both directions between Warrenton and Wentzville and repave existing lanes. The project is expected to be completed in late 2028. Will also realign I-70 at the railroad bridge near Route Z, widen I-64 between I-70 and Route K, and improve interchanges and outer roads. Officials emphasize the project's significance for traffic flow, safety, and economic growth in Warren County. The $600 million project, led by the Improve 70 Alliance, will maintain two open lanes in each direction during peak hours. MoDOT previously held public meetings to gather community input, ensuring the project meets local needs. I'm Rob Hamilton, KMRV Metro West News, brought to you by RiverNewsLive.com.